Hey, what's going on, everyone? This is Maurice Wright, the Million Dollar Mindset, My Hat Coach Consultant, here to let you know and give to you some gracious and well pertinent advice for this 2019th year going into 2020 to help you excel in all of your business and personal needs. So let's just hop right in and let's just discover what topics and see if we can't help you out with a little bit more nuggets. So ultimately, y'all, if you're listening to this, I'm assuming that you're an individual that wants more and you want to essentially be more and grow more and build more. And one of the most prevalent ways for you to do that in the 2019 year is to essentially do that online. Why online? Simply put, you definitely will have the volume to reach whatever financial goal that you set for yourself, as long as it is in a marginal basis. So what does that mean? Understand, we live in a world of 7 billion people. Facebook alone has 1.3 billion users active using its platform. So imagine being able to offer a product or offer a service that you can go ahead and reap the rewards with by showcasing that to essentially 1.3 billion eyes. Is it easy by any means? No, it's not. But as long as you take the time to actually showcase what it is that you do, people will flock. Why? Because we all come from different walks of life and we all are looking for essentially something different. But if you think about it, it's all the same. It's either falls within wealth, health, love, or happiness. And essentially, you hear that it's always in a more setting based on whoever you talk to, always trying to achieve and succeed for the next shine and the next light. So by understanding this, you can go ahead and position yourself in a way where you can gain the exposure and reap the rewards without all the hassle of dealing with, say, a 9-to-5 boss telling you what to do, or dealing with coworkers who dislike you, or deal with necessarily anything that is in your view or mind beneath you, because essentially you can be more with 1.3 billion users on Facebook alone. Imagine having a service or having a product or having an offer that was a loan minimum $1,000. What would that mean for you? Imagine just having 5 people take you up on that offer. This is where the marginal setting takes place. You have the volume as far as getting the exposure to the people. The margins come in by those people buying your offer that's already in the marginal setting, using the concept of, if you haven't listened to this podcast, make sure you go and listen to that, the work less to achieve more principle. What does that mean? By having an offer at, say, $1,000 per transaction or occurrence, if you have 5 people take you up on that offer, that is 5 people out of 1.3 billion people. So the chances of you attaining 5 people for your $1,000 offer actually goes up significantly. And so what happens when 5 people take you up on that offer? You get paid and you net $5,000. Now ask yourself, with the current job that you're working, or the current, you know, event or situation that you're dealing with, is that going to generate you $5,000? Will it? If the answer is yes, what can you do to get to $10,000 or $20,000 a month? But if the answer is no, I'm telling you, this is the most profitable and the most quickest way to generate an income like that. And it's hard, but if you have the right person and you definitely are coachable, it can be done in a more simplistic manner. And you won't have to spend years having to try to figure out essentially what you can figure out in about 2 hours. The only reason why I say this is because I've spent damn near close to, let's see, I started my entrepreneurial journey around 1920, so I'm 25 now, so about a good 4 to 5 years to come to the mindset and the know-how as far as how to generate an income like that. And trust and believe me, I don't want that for you. I mean, in the process of learning this, I mean, I've had to go homeless. I've had to lose out. I've had to lose a car. I've had to lose a place. I've had to essentially lose everything in my life. You know, I didn't really talk with family that much. Just because family, you know, we're all in our ways, but they're not going to be there. And the mindset that I need you to have is, when no one is around, you will survive and you will thrive. And by doing so, you will never be dependent on no one, because that's its own liberating feeling. Like, imagine going up to your boss like, you know what, fuck this job. Or better yet, the last job I did, I just didn't show back up. I was like, fuck this, because I can do all the same, you know, effort that I'm applying to this job and place it on here and, you know, get paid in a more gracious way. Now, there's a lot of tools and there's a lot of, you know, resources and services that are online that you can easily go and look up to figure out this process. But if you want to save time and essentially, you know, wasted hassle, make sure you go ahead and get in contact with me. And if we deem that we could be a partner in this, then we can go ahead and be partners and get you well on your way to your first 5K, 10K, 20K, 40K. I want you up to six figures, 100K. But if we can get you past at least to the 200K mark, I'm happy. I'm fulfilled. Because honestly, the more that I do this, the more that, you know, I start to see like how much of a liberating feeling it is to genuinely help people get to what they already for some reason deem for themselves and see for themselves as an impossible venture, when if you have the right tools and you have the right resources set in place and the right people to help you get across this line, it can easily be done. But again, a lot of that is just, you know, I'll do another post about as far as, do you even have will or motivation? So that's going to be its own topic. But genuinely speaking, this is the most adequate way for you to understand and know the game of business. Place your offer in a volume type of setting for eyes, but reap the reward of the marginal setting, knowing who the serious players are. Because out of a land of, say, let's just use Facebook, 1.3 billion, you're going to have people from all walks of life, all different know-how, and essentially they're all going to, you know, be asking for different things in different ways to bring about the same result. But at the same time, you can only bring a horse to water, but you can't make him drink it. And you'll have haters and you'll have people who have always something negative to say about what it is that you are doing or what it is that you're offering and selling to the public to help the public out. And as long as you at least have thick skin for that, you can be cut out for the business realm. Because essentially, in this 2019 year, everybody is getting paid. There is no such thing as debt. Debt is within your mind. We're always, I guess if you really think about it, always going to be in debt. So the question is, though, are you going to let that debt stop you from achieving more so that you can help your family, so that you can help yourself? And so essentially, you can do the things that you truly want to do in this life that, let's get real and let's face it, requires money. Listen, I'm a good-hearted individual. There's many people that are good-hearted individuals. There's many people that are positive and want to do and want to strive and want to help as many people as possible. But then, at the same time, some people do and have struggled because of that, because they missed the main ingredient in the course of making money. You have to realize that this planet is a money planet. It drives and it operates off of money. Materials can easily be replaced. Materials can burn out one day and you can get it back the next. No different than anything really else in this life. You know, as long as you cherish your family, you're good. As long as you cherish your loved ones and cherish people, you're good. But I need you to get it really clear in your head that money is just as important, because without money, you experience all the lack. You experience more hassle. You experience more conflict. There's so much of a stigma placed on individuals and so much of a stigma placed on the mere concept of wanting to make more money, when in all actuality, you need it. So why not embrace it? Why not accept it? And for the one life that you have, why not attain as much as you possibly can? This may sound materialistic. This may sound power hungry, money hungry. Call it what you want. Interpret it however you please. But to survive and to thrive and to ultimately take care of your family all requires payment in one way or another. Yes, you're paying your time with your family to take care of them. But paying your time with your family is not going to take care of your kids when they're sick. Paying your time with your family is not going to take care of the divorce that's waiting to happen because the family is lacking in the financial realm and people are scared about being and going through that of what maybe a homeless person would go through. Yes, love is important. There's a lot of things feeling-wise that are important, but the sooner that you can get into the concept and the sooner that you can really get into terms what is going on out here as far as money is the front and center important to make a lot of things move into advanced life, you will attract more money. It is inevitable. You can call it gold digging. You can call it however you please. But I'm telling you, the sooner that you can lift and get rid of the negative connotation associated with money, making money, maintaining money, and definitely generating money in abundant amounts that really seem insane to others, the sooner you can be happy and the sooner that you can live a better life. Money may not be your main motivator. Money may not be your main driver. But it definitely needs to be one of your main front and centers. Because I want you to imagine, and I really want you to think like this. Money is not your main driver. Money is not important to you. Stop working. It's not important. This job isn't important. It's only paying the bills. But what am I using to pay the bills? Money, right? No. Money's not important. Money's bad. Matter of fact, just stop working. Do that for 30 days, then hit me back and tell me how that goes. Tell me how much more happy you are. Especially if you have a family. Especially if you are, you know, already kind of surviving and thriving for whatever 9-to-5 job that you have, which I never think is a bad thing, but it most definitely is something that you should take a look at as far as what do you really value in your life and how valuable are you in your life? Do you feel like what your job is actually paying you? Is it really worth it for the time, the hassle, the headache, the adaptability that you may have to, you know, endeavor in order to keep that job? If it's not, maybe, you know, the online space is for you. Maybe, you know, being an entrepreneur, being a business owner, being someone within the online realm to make money from the comfort of your own home is something for you. If you're willing to endure and run that risk to A, if you don't produce, then A, you could go homeless and you could have a lot of, I guess you could say, minor annoyances happen to you. I don't really see homeless and all that as negative anymore. Believe me, I've gone homeless 3 times, so we don't see that as negative. We just see it as an annoyance and it can easily be overcame. No different than a migraine with Tylenol, right? But make money your main front and center as well, too. You know, still be that good person, but make money your front and center. Because once you do that, again, I can't explain it. It's something that goes off. You should look up neuropsychology and so forth. Something goes off in the brain once you start to make money front and center. And then once that happens, you start attracting it in ways that you would have never thought of, and in ways that is more gracious and in more amounts than, say, a lot of people working 40 hours a week, 40 hours a week for 160 hours in a month. Don't be mad. Don't be anything or envious towards anyone that is achieving numbers and results and figures in more gracious amounts than you. Because I want to let you know, and I'm here to let you know, that you are capable and you can achieve it too. And sometimes you may just need that kick in the rear to make it happen. So if you need that kick in the rear, just go ahead and get in contact with me. And if we deem that we are fit, we can go from there to discuss ways as far as what you can and how you can and what you need to do to maintain, keep, or grow a business within the online realm. For me, the online space is now life just because of its capabilities and its freedoms. That's the medium that I choose to grow, utilize, and graciously make money in amounts that, again, can really be unexplainable to some, but for others it's very gracious. And that is what I want you to attain, and that is what I want to give you, and that is what you should want for yourself. Let's say you're making only about $1,600 a month. That's what, like a 10 to 11 hour job, maybe 12 hour job, but 40 hours a week. It doesn't make no sense working that many hours just to wind up still broke, even with all your bills paid. Because after your bills are paid, you should be able to thrive and you should be able to have fun and really be free. But yet, you're too fucking broke to do anything else. You work 168 hours a week just to still say that things are expensive? Fuck that. Some of y'all may think that this is very direct, and I am here to let you know, I'm not the Million Dollar Mindset Mind Hack Coach Consultant, for nothing, because I'm telling you, I'm going to be direct with you. When I work with my clients, know that it is very direct. Yes, I'll be passive, and we'll be friends, and we'll be partners, and a lot of graciousness. But in this game of business, it is not easy. It is not passive, and it definitely is not soft. If you're soft, I can train you to be a little bit more strong and fortitude-ish and have a little bit more thick skin. If you're coachable, you're A1. If you're willing to take the time to learn, to implement, and take the steps necessary to go ahead and get yourself into the 5K marker, the 10K mark, 20K, 100K, 200K marker. You're the clients that I essentially work with, because at the end of the day, you only work with people who are already in the winning mindset, and you only work with people who already want more. If you're someone who is constantly complaining but yet not doing anything to change your situation, this podcast is not for you. My content, my information, my services are not for you. Because what's the point of trying to help you when you won't do nothing? When you'll complain about why life has given you the cards that it's given you, and why this and how this, when you won't do nothing to change anything. But if you're someone that does want more, you're someone that's willing to learn, to take the time to take the steps to build what you want to build in order to get you to the profit that you would like to profit, then by all means, contact me. By all means, continue to listen. By all means, continue to dive in. Because your success is my success. I don't eat unless you eat. So if I can get you eating, I'm eating. That's how business, that's how a unison, and that's how partnerships work. Question all you want, doubt this, doubt that. But definitely learn from the players that have gained and lost. Because some people, a lot of people, have not really ever experienced a loss. Maybe in minor nature. But again, would you rather learn from someone who has always been given everything in life and, you know, never really had to learn the principles or the codes in order to attract that? Or would you rather work with someone who has lost everything in life, gained it back, lost it, gained it back again, and learned while during the whole process the codes and the behind the scenes attributes that, you know, help propel you and accelerate you to the levels that you hold for yourself? That question can only be determined by you, as I am a humble individual. But I would like to get to know you so that I can go ahead and help you, so that we can go ahead and dive in, you know, what is the most distressful thing you're dealing with in your life, and devise a plan for you to way to get out. Because I work with my clients on quite a different spectrums of you know, endeavors, from, you know, of course, finance, but also health, because that's most important, wealth, because that's important, happiness, and love. You know, that's really the four things that I go over with my clients. And from there, after we get done working together, the results are amazing, and I just feel very happy with what it is that I get to do, because I know not many people are blessed to have this ability to connect and to understand while devising a plan that can graciously benefit the life in a way that really can only be experienced. It's one thing to talk about it, but it's another thing to experience. And once you experience it, you'll have a new outlook, you'll have a new freedom, and you'll know what it truly is to live in this world. As long as you're willing to endure. Stay tuned for future podcasts. And as always, if you want to get in contact with me, make sure you go look me up on Facebook. That is Maurice Wright. Go ahead and add me on Instagram. That is 1 Maurice Wright. It's going to be 1 Maurice, Maurice _ Wright. And if you found this to be applicable, let's see if we can't go ahead and get you over your next hurdle. Make sure you like this podcast, as always. Make sure you share it. Thank you to all the followers and the viewers that have been listening. And ultimately, let's just get to the top, because that's what we want at the core of all it is that we want, to do. Rather, that's you being the top and doing a sport type of event, or you want to be the top financial person to help the next masses. By the way, let's just get to the top. This is Maurice Wright, the $1 million Mindset, Mind Hack Coach Consultant, here to let you know, as always, thrive and most definitely vibe high, so you can survive and so you can continue on reaping the rewards that is so gracious in life. Have a good day now. Talk to you later.